got money, guys, it's a little.
Up your day.
To relocate people living in areas still affected by Sinometals pollution. Economist bugs government's decision on mining currency policy. And South Africa won't block US refugee program for White House minority. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamono. Care for Nature Zambia has called on government to urgently relocate community members living in areas still affected by the pollution from Sinometals. A comprehensive environmental impact assessment conducted on the copper belt has revealed that high levels of heavy metals, including manganese and cobalt, are still being detected upstream of the Chambishi stream and Mwambashi rivers in Kalulushi. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, organization executive director Sama Kearns expressed concern that heavy metals continue to be detected 11 months after the pollution incident, questioning the potential health implications for residents who may have unknowingly consumed contaminated water. Ms. Kearns emphasized that the Kalusale community, which has been most affected, should be relocated immediately, noting that continued exposure poses serious health risks. She also expressed concern over the lack of consistent soil testing in the affected areas to determine whether maize and other crops being grown are safe for consumption, warning that heavy metals can remain in the soil for long periods. We, however, commend Sinometals for taking responsibility of the pollution from the time it occurred and for working hand in hand with the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, unlike other companies that tend to hide pollution cases, said Ms. Kearns. She has urged government to take urgent action next time such happens, as opposed to being reluctant to avoid public misconception.
And also the biggest worry is heavy metals usually remain in the soil. So we have not had an opportunity to yet have been constant testing of the soils around this area so that people are growing crops know if they can consume those crops or they shouldn't consume them. And also we were expecting that this assessment would quickly mention what they're going to do about the Kashua River and also restocking of the fish, which was also lost in numbers.
Government with other stakeholders has put in place water supply restoration interventions in Lundazo District of Eastern Province following the shutdown of the Eastern Water Sanitation Company water treatment plant after experiencing flash floods that submerged the plant in Lundazo on 30th December 2025. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Zenzovu, says that among the interventions, it has equipped the two existing commercial boreholes, allowing EWSC to harvest clean and safe water to distribute at strategic points in the affected communities. Mr. Nzovu says that drilling of three boreholes is also in progress to increase the amount of water being harvested to be able to meet the demand of water supply. The ministry, together with EWSC and other stakeholders, are working round the clock to reinstate the water treatment plant as a long-term measure, said Mr. Nzovu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Nzovu has urged the people of Lundazo to keep practicing high hygiene standards as they receive and use the water made available to them. Economist Esther Banda has welcomed government's decision for some mining companies to pay tax using the Chinese currency yuan. Ms. Banda says the move will boost Zambia's foreign currency reserves by enabling direct payments for imports such as fuel and machinery, as well as for servicing external debt. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Banda explained that using multiple foreign currencies to generate revenue from the mining sector helps reduce frequent currency conversions, thereby lowering exchange rate volatility. Ms. Banda, however, noted that in the long term, the kwacha could weaken due to reduced demand as foreign currencies may become more attractive for trade. There is need to diversify our foreign reserves, have good monetary policies in order to see a stable economy and the lives of people improve, said Ms. Banda. Ms. Banda has since urged government to utilize this opportunity and ensure the policy translates into tangible benefits that improve the lives of Zambians.
So when we look at just basically, you know, the overall impact on Zambians, we need to understand that foreign currency inflow, if they are world money, this could be something that could be positive, but it requires strong strategic policies and implementation. And at the end of the day, how does this translate for Zambians? How does it help move directly into the lives of Zambians? We need to understand. So now the mines are paying their taxes, some of it in Chinese yuan. How does that impact on Zambians?
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has expressed concern over the rising number of illegal eateries operating across the city in contravention of the Food Safety Act No. 7 of 2019. The local authority has therefore urged all restaurant owners to comply with the law in a bid to protect the public from consuming uncertified food that may be unfit for human consumption. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has advised individuals running unregistered restaurants to immediately formalize their businesses with the council's public health department and operate only from designated premises. The local authority will continue to conduct routine inspections throughout the city to safeguard public health, and those found in violation of the law will face appropriate legal action, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba further advised members of the public to always eat only from restaurants certified by the council to avoid the risk